For half the year, a locked gate blocks vehicle access on Montana Creek Road past a certain point. But snow machines and four-wheelers can still get to the road through a side entrance. That's caused problems for the Juneau Nordic Ski Club, which has its own grooming equipment and spends hundreds of hours maintaining a cross-country trail along the road every winter.
We're expending member dollars to buy the equipment and the fuel and the repairs.
That's Frankie Pilafont. She's president of the club.
And it then, if somebody goes up there on a motorized, it takes us hours to fix it. You can't simply just run up there and groom it, smooth it down. It takes more work.
She says in other places she's lived in Alaska, like Anchorage and Fairbanks, there's plenty of space and snow for cross-country skiing. But in Juneau, that's not the case.
Montana Creek is what we call our snow hole. It has snow when there's no snow anywhere else to ski on, whether it's the campground or the lake or Eagle Crest.
As winters get warmer, it's getting harder to access reliable snow for skiing. Pilafont says safety is also an issue when motorized vehicles are on the road. So the club sent a request to the city, asking them to restrict winter access so that only cross-country skiers, hikers, and other non-motorized users could access the road. But Montana Creek is also the way to get to state lands popular with ATV and snow machine users. That request didn't sit well with them.
We're all for having all kinds of activities up that area. It's public land. It should be shared publicly.
Darren Crapo is part of the Juneau Off-Road Association. The group circulated a petition with more than 1,000 signatures and encouraged off-road enthusiasts to let the city know how they feel about losing access to Montana Creek. The response has been vocal online. ATV and snow machine users have limited options to ride legally in Juneau.
It sets to me a dangerous precedent where what else are we going to lose? Who else is going to lose? What's the next group that gets denied something?
Crapo says he tried to reach out to the club to find a compromise between off-road vehicles and cross-country skiers. But that conversation didn't go anywhere. And Pilafont says she feels they already have compromised.
If it went the way we'd like it, we get it from November to May, and they get it from May to November.
In the end, the city will decide who gets winter access. They're taking public comment between now and September 30th. The Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee is scheduled to discuss the topic on October 12th. They'll likely make a recommendation to the city manager, hopefully before the snow starts to fall. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.